Order.
Select committee report.
Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, Jan Wright, appeared before the Local Government and Environment Committee to deliver a second report on hydraulic fracking.
So obviously this is a follow-up to the first report on fracking that was at the end of 2012. During that first investigation, we discovered that many of the concerns about fracking were not about fracking itself, but rather about the expansion of the industry that fracking, the technology of fracking, enables. So in that report, we found that we had to look at environmental impacts of oil and gas drilling on land, from the birth of wells to their death, from establishing the well site to abandoning the well. And fracking is just one brief stage in that story, in that life of a well. And the conclusion that I came to as a result of that first investigation was that the environmental impacts could be managed effectively, provided, to quote the Royal Society of London, best practices are implemented and enforced through regulation. So I undertook to come back and look at the government oversight and regulation of the industry, which is what we've done in this report.
Ms. Wright took the chance to outline some anomalies in laws concerning oil and gas drilling.
Now, if you, speaking generically, happen to own land in one of these areas, you cannot stop a well being drilled on your land. This is where the petroleum industry is rather different from other industries, because the Crown owns the oil and the gas, not the landowner. The only consideration in granting these permits, so I'm a company, I apply for a permit to drill in one of these red spaces, the only consideration that made is the economic value of the oil and gas that could be extracted. So if you're concerned about the effects on the environment or on people living nearby, you have to turn to councils and the Resource Management Act.
But even local councils had limited scope to deal with oil and gas drilling.
In most parts of the country, there is no distinction in those plans between a well that is drilled for oil and gas and a well that is drilled for water. And what's more, in most of the country, a council can't say no to a well being drilled, though it can put conditions on, because the way they've set up the rules and their plans, they can put conditions on. Sometimes they can't even necessarily do that, but they can't say no, you can't do it. We hear about resource consents being required for trivial things like extending a deck, but at the other end of the spectrum, you can drill an oil and gas well in Taranaki without a resource consent.
Jan Wright suggested the problems were not limited to New Zealand.
What we see overseas is regulators struggling to keep up with an industry that has in some places expanded very rapidly, and that's an expansion that's been largely enabled by fracking. So that's the sort of major point I want to make. It's not so much fracking per se, it's the rapidity of and the type of expansion of the industry that you can get because the technology is available.
Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, Jan Wright. And elsewhere this week, the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee continued hearing submissions on the Health and Safety Reform Bill, including one from Engineering, Printing and Manufacturing Union representative Jed O'Connell.
I'd just like to, declare our experience and track record as an organisation and talk a wee bit about our real experience to be able to submit on these issues. Our union lost 13 members at Pike River and 16 good friends. We participated in that Royal Commission every day, and we participated in the development, consultation and implementation of the legislation.
Mr O'Connell wanted to draw attention to a particular area of law in light of the Pike River mine disaster.
If I can turn to corporate manslaughter, we commend the government for introducing harsher penalties. However, past experience shows that they are not usually followed up on. So it is our view that the corporate manslaughter provision should be included in the Crimes Act and send a message that workplace deaths are unacceptable. Causing deaths in workplaces is much a criminal act as causing them elsewhere, and we believe that any killing of a human being needs to be treated as such. And we understand that the United Kingdom has already enacted laws in this area, corporate manslaughter and corporate homicide, and these could be used as a guideline.
Engineering, Printing and Manufacturing Union representative Jed O'Connell with that submission on the Health and Safety Reform Bill. All up, there were 12 committee meetings held during the week. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for parliamenttoday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.